Manifest I Am. This is your host, Sister Joy, and welcome. Today, I want to talk to you about the two most powerful words in the universe, I Am. When you say I am, my dear listeners, you are calling forth the most powerful, honorable, creative, divine name in all creation. I am. It is the divine presence of God in you as you. When you say I am, all the universe must come into alignment, must become compliant, because you are calling forth the presence and power of the Creator of everything that exists and even that which does not exist. When you say I am, you are saying, let there be, through the powerful name of Almighty God. And in that instant, it is. When you say I am, you are issuing a decree. And a decree is the highest and most powerful form of prayer we can use in human embodiment. It is not a beseeching, begging, oh Lord, please help me kind of prayer. No. When you decree a thing through the power of I am, my beloved listeners, you are calling it forth because you know it is already done. God has already done it for you, and you are decreeing it to manifest. You're calling it forth through the power of God, not yourself, but through the power of God. I am in you. Scripture says, thou shalt decree a thing and it shall be established unto thee. And that's so true. You must use I am to bring it forth. I am whole and healed and well. I am prosperous and rich in every good thing right here and right now. Through the power of Almighty God, I am in divine order, from the top of my head to the tips of my toes. You must use I am for whatever it is that you want to manifest in your life. My beloved brothers and sisters, sit down this afternoon and write out what you want in your life and make it big. Because it doesn't take any more energy to achieve something big than it does something little. And whatever that dream is in your heart, you can have it. God wants you to have it. Your beloved presence, I am, is waiting for you to call to it. As long as you're seeking to do something good in this life that will help you and others, that good is for you. And through the power of I am, it cannot be denied. Preface all your decrees with, I am. If you need help in making up your decrees, I suggest that you go to YouTube and look up I am affirmations and listen, because they will help you. Now, the second and most important part of your manifesting through the power of your I am is to use your feeling nature. I always say that in the feeling is the healing. For years, I tried to understand what it meant to feel your decree, but I didn't quite understand like I do now. The ascended masters tell us that we, in the feeling, we must pour out our love upon the decree, upon what it is that we wish to manifest. When we issue the decree, that is the feeling that will bring the manifestation to you. Love, love, love. You know, and I know, it is the greatest power in the universe. In the scripture, it says, and the greatest of these is love. And so it is. So pour it out. pour it out upon your desire through your decrees. Now, there is a third step that will reinforce your decree, and that is your power of visualization. Again, scripture tells us, without a vision, thy people perish. You must see in your own mind's eye what you want, not what you don't want. Visualize your good. See it happening right there between your eyes and make it clear. See it in bright, brilliant colors of the rainbow, like pink and green, yellow, blue, white, and lavender. See it vividly and make it come alive. If it's health, begin to see yourself in perfect health, running and jumping and dancing or doing those things that people in good health do. See your heart and liver, your lungs, your muscles working perfectly. Or perhaps you want employment in a certain field. Begin to see yourself doing it. See all the details as you visualize it in your mind's eye and begin acting it out in your life. Let's say you want to be a writer. See yourself sitting down at your desk writing your book. Or better yet, see the book in your hands already completed with your name on it. See it already done and complete. My beloved friends, these are three spiritual keys that will unlock the door for you to manifest your good into reality through the power of I Am. Now you must go to work with them and be consistent in your practice. You know, the old saying says repetition is the mother of invention, and so it is here. You must employ these principles repeatedly until your manifestation is visible to you. Now, as I told you in one of our previous episodes, you must employ the two wings of your soul to call forth your higher self. These two wings are adoration and determination. Learn to love and adore the presence of God I Am in you. Give it your attention. Give it your honor. Give it your love. And become determined to call forth God's love, wisdom, and power through I Am in you. In closing, my beloved friends, if you will employ these techniques and principles and ideas that I've given you today, believe me, you will be amazed at the result. Well, thank you for tuning in today. If you found this episode to be of value to you, please go ahead and subscribe to our podcast on Apple and leave us a rating and a message. We would also love for you to visit our website at www.manifestiam and let us know how this podcast has helped you. Until next week, good Lord willing and the creek don't rise, this is your host, Sister Joy, saying, I love you, I bless you, I have faith in you, I realize God in you, and I pray that you manifest I Am. Good night.